May I speak in the name of God who meets us in the Christ child and is with us now in his Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated, everyone. Good news. I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people, the angel said to the shepherds. Good news. How beautiful is the sound of running feet on the mountains of those who bring good news, the prophet Isaiah says in our first Bible reading. Good news. How much could we all do with hearing some good news right now? For what a year it's feed on your phone or even opened a newspaper and thought, wow, I'm so pleased I read that. Of course, we're more and more aware that shock news, angry news is what wins attention in our world, gets clicks, keeps eyes on screens. Not for nothing is rage bait a word for the year. News feeds constructed to infuriate more than inform. So how about some good news for once? Well, in the spirit of Christmas fun, I thought we'd play a game together. Guess the good news story from 2025. So here's how it works. When you hear that breaking news app alert, and I'll share a news story with you, and then you've got to decide, is it true or too good to be true? I'll give you a chance to confer, to talk to your neighbours, and then we'll vote with a show of hands or a calling out. We'll take it as it seems. Was it really a good news story in 2025? Or is it made up wishful thinking? Are you ready? Okay, there's the alert. Here's the breaking news. Ugly electric pylons are to be replaced with giant sculptures of animals. Is that true? So those big metal pylons which carry electricity over fields and valleys, are they instead going to be made in the shape of creatures like a stag with antlers or birds with wings? Okay, talk amongst yourselves. Do you think it's true or too good to be true? Okay, let's have a show of hands then. Who thinks it's true? Okay, we've got a few people there. Who thinks I've just made that up and it's not true? Okay, well, the vast majority of people, but the answer is, it's true. In Austria, they are making new pylons in the shape of animals that represent each Austrian state, including storks and deer. So well done, the few of you, I think about 10%, got that and believed that that was a true story. Okay. So, there's the next one. Holiday companies devise a machine for shaking off sticky sand before leaving the beach. Okay, so think back to the summer, all that lovely warm weather, you've spent the day at the beach, and it's time to get in the car and go home. But the sand has just got everywhere, and the towel won't budge it. Is there now a solution? What do we think? True or false? Okay, you've had time to confer. Have I just made that up, or should we believe it? Who thinks that was true? Okay, a few more people are getting the hang of this. Okay, and then who thinks it's false? Oh, about half and half. Well, the answer is it's true. The package holiday company TUI, other companies are available, offered a gadget to holidaymakers this year which uses tremor technology to shake off stubborn sand. Okay, let's have a third one. Okay, there it is. Among the new GCSE subjects launched this year is pantomime studies. So you may have heard that there are new GCSEs coming. So there's one about AI, More students will be taking triple science. But is the government also investing in more performance art skills, securing the future of this great British tradition of fairy tales and slapstick comedy? Okay, what do we think? Have a moment. Okay. I think some people over here got where this was going. Is it true? I think, should we call out? Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, no, it isn't. It isn't true. That one's I've made up. Well, okay. So the final one then. What will this one be? Final one. A cinema has paid compensation to a customer for showing too many adverts before a film. Did that happen? What do we think? Final, last few moments of conferring. Could it have happened? Okay, are you ready? Who thinks that is true? And who thinks it's false? And some people just don't know and have given up on putting their hands up. The answer is true, yes. A filmgoer in India took a cinema to court for wasting his time with 25 minutes of adverts before starting the film he had paid to watch. The cinema chain had to pay him £500 plus legal costs. So there is good news. All right, everyone, thank you for that. Good news. You came to church today for good news. And doesn't it feel different when there's good news in the world? And there is good news because it's Christmas. And the real news of Christmas is good news. It's been news for 2,020 odd years, but it's still news. Good news told to the shepherds. Do not be afraid, we read. To you is born a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. God has been born among us. The God who made the universe has chosen to be with us in a person, a child lying in a manger who became a man, a loving, healing, forgiving, peacemaking, selfless human being. God revealed in humility in Christ. And Isaiah's feet of the messenger who announced peace, who carried the news of salvation, their saving news is God is the one who reigns, whose kingdom counts. This is the breaking news of Christmas, or should we say the breaking in news. God's kingdom breaks in to this world and reveals that light and love and justice and grace are the real meaning and purpose of this creation and your life and my life. So our world is not, I repeat, not defined by the heartless will of tyrants and would-be dictators, nor the avarice of warmongers and hate sellers, nor the bitter jealousies and corrupt agendas that want to live rent-free in our minds and online memes. No, there is good news, and this is Christmas news. But friends, I wonder if you're waiting for me to ask again, is this news true? Is it too good to be true? Is this the real life? Or is it just fantasy, as Freddie Mercury once sang? Is Christianity made up, wishful thinking, or good news we can believe? So here's what I think. Many of us here live lives based on evidence. This whole town is built on finding and proving evidence. Evidence for how nature works, evidence for solving problems, evidence for decision making. And that's great. A great gift to the world, this evidence-based knowledge and work. For the alternative is frankly ripping apart our world right now. So naturally, when it comes to what we believe, we want evidence too. Show me the evidence that Christian faith is true, we ask. Then I'll believe. And if you're asking that today, you're not alone and you're not original. That demand for evidence for Christianity is as old as modernity, our modern scientific and historical understanding of the world. Yet, here's an answer given by a past resident of this town from when all this understanding was just developing. Someone who thought long and deep about the plausibility of believing in the face of the modern experience of reality. Can we suspend our disbelief? The poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge asked, just as the scientific worldview was rising to global dominance. Is this story only true if we can prove it with evidence? No, Coleridge wrote. Evidences of Christianity, I am weary of the word. If you want to discover Christian faith is true, Coleridge answered, try it. The proof is found in the practice, in living the life of faith, in humble, open, generous, rooted, truthful, and trusting faith. So friends, don't miss this good news. Don't turn off notifications, swipe away, turn the page before you notice, before you take that in. If you want to discover Christian faith is true, try it. Try living the good news of Christmas not only today, but tomorrow and every day after that. Try living the good news of great joy that we don't need to be afraid. For the God who made the universe has wondrously chosen to meet us in a child lying in a manger. This is good news. This is true news. This is news worth singing about. So let's stand and sing. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Amen.